Part 18, Chapter 7. It took them 3 hard-working days to clean up the mess and occupy the Lake Victoria mine site. The ore road had gone south to skirt the mountain ranges and turned back north to the mine site itself. In full view, when the overcast parted, to the northwest of the mine site were the Mountains of the Moon. It was a long range that contained at least 7 peaks up to 16,000 feet high. Right here on the equator, in all this heat and humidity, one didn't look for snow and ice, but there it was atop those peaks. There were even glaciers up there. Now and then the towering tops were briefly visible, blazingly white. At one time, this range had been the border between 2 or 3 countries of ancient times. At the period of the Cyclo invasion, or perhaps before, the passes had been mined with nuclear tactical weapons. Needless to say, close as the mountains were to the mine site, the Cyclos never went there. There were several small tribes in the Mountains of the Moon, brown and black and even some whites remaining. They were often starved, despite the teeming forests and savannas full of game below them. And although they could come down now, long tradition kept them from approaching the mine site. An ancient dam, the man maps said, was the Owens Falls Dam, provided power for the mine site. Power so plentiful that the Cyclos just left all lights blazing. This was an extensive mine site with 7 underground levels and many branches working for tungsten and cobalt, and it was plentifully supplied with machinery and equipment. But McCardle, in his original raid, had blown up their fuel and ammunition plant and all their dumps. The 4 wounded Cyclos were in a sealed-off section of the dormitory, and breathe gas was pumping into it. McKendrick did not have much hope for them, but he was working on it. The problem of the other bodies, they had solved. There was no morgue, and fighting time in this equatorial heat, they had hastily gotten forklifts and ore freighters from the mine site and lofted the Cyclo bodies up through the clouds to the freezing temperatures and crusted ice and snow of a mountain peak once called, the man maps said, Elgon. They were up there now, 97 bodies, around 1,000 pounds each, neatly laid out in the frigid zone.
"We may have no diplomas,"
Dunaldine had said when they finished,
"but it would seem we are pretty good Cyclo undertakers."
And then he looked down from the dizzy altitude to the plains below and added,
"Or is it overtakers?"
The Scots scorned his joke. It was so terrible. They had opened up the road with blade scrapers and righted the basher tank with a crane and driven the vehicles the rest of the way to the mine site. Despite company regulations, they stored the fuel, ammunition, and breathe gas underground out of the way of attack. They were experts in attacking such dumps.